Hey, good evening. So really, I mentioned that I plan to do a much more broad sugya of Schar Shabbos, like paying babysitters on Shabbos, paying group leaders on Shabbos, paying mashgichim on Shabbos, paying waiters on Shabbos. Are there any restaurants in Argentina open on Shabbos?
No.
So Miami Beach, where I grew up, there's restaurants that you can go there on Shabbos.
Right.
They're open on Shabbos. You have to be hot. So you pre-order everything. That's a different. I'm not going to get into that on tape. That's a different story. This is a restaurant which there's no money being exchanged. It's not sold to a guy. It's owned by a Jew. Israel, Paris has this. I don't know now with the security there, but historically, it was only go to Paris. They had these major meals in these restaurants, and you would go there. So that's really, I was planning to do that. But when I was going through Schar Shabbat, when I was going through the sugya of, which business deals and window gazing, so I kind of bumped into this, and I was reminded that this is a sugya halacha which very few people know too much about. For sure, men don't learn it. Girls, if they go to a seminary, and the girls' schools, they'll teach a girl about this. But men don't know anything about it. So why would men? Because they're not catching you. But it's an important halacha, and it's an interesting gemara. It's with a chakira, so I thought it was worth it to do it. So the gemara says Shabbos, Kuf Memchayz Memchasav Beis. Okay, 148b says the Mishnah, bottom Mishnah. Mona Adam es Orchav the es Parparosav Mipiv, Avalo Minaksav. On Shabbos, a person can count his guests and his delicacies, i.e. his menu, orally, but not, you can't read it from a document. Zakt Rashi, Parparosov, is mini ma'adanim, your delicacies, i.e. what you go through your menu, whether what you're serving, lo min ksav, in kasav, me'erev Shabbos, you have a list. Now obviously, if you're a hotel, that's a classic. You need a guest list. If you are having lots of guests also, you can have a Pesach Seder, you can have a meal with a lot of people, and you want to know who's coming, you have 20, 30 guests, you know. Pesach, I have a list. I don't remember who I've invited, but I get a list, and we have to sit somewhere, with a list of people, or you have a menu. What are you serving for the meal? You can't read it on Shabbos. But the Rashi books, you wrote it on Erev Shabbos. Kach kach orachim. Ploni zamanti. This person, k'dei shelo yishkachem, you won't forget. That list is an iser derabanan. Iser! To read on Shabbos. To read it with media paper, reading the list on Shabbos is forbidden. Lo yikra ba'yisuk ksav b'Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain the reason. So you cannot read the menu. With Amachan, invitations are going to go out soon. You ever see many parents that put that, what's served? It looks a little formal, You have the appetizer, the main, you list the mains, desserts, soup, salad, you put it down, you can't read it. It's a Mishnah Mefreshes, Mizach Shabbos. Can't read it. Frak the Gemara, the rest of the Mishnah is not pertinent to us. Frak the Gemara asked the Gemara, does your wife have a guest list, Alex?
Well, so on Sukkot we invite 20 people and we prepare the seating arrangement.
But do you have a guest? Do you have a guest list?
Yeah.
You have a list?
Sometimes.
Does she look at it? Mm. You better listen careful today. You got to share this with her. So my time, why can't you read from a list of guests, of menus on Shabbos? Rev Bibi was a 4th century Moira. You know why you can't read a list? Right? Gezeira, you'll come to erase. Zakt Rashi, what does that mean? My timer, you can only orally go through a guest list of a Lomanexav. You can't have it. But again, by the way, hotels, hospitals may be different because there's a sakana. You have to have, who's coming. But yeshivas, and even people's houses, if you have a lot of people or you're forgetful, or you have a menu and you're trying to remember, or what it is, right? Why can't you do a list? Shema yimchok min orchen. Shlo yira heichen lahem kol tzarcham. Yiskarat shi yizam and yosu miroi. Vyimchok min aksav kadeh shlo karmak shos. You know what? You don't invite them. So erase them from list. Come to,
wouldn't that apply like, to anything that's written? I mean, what if you're reading your notes that you took during the week from studying your Gemara, and you would like to review your notes on Shabbos? You might come to erase one of your notes. I mean, why is this seem to be limited to these situations? Anytime you have something that's written, you might come to erase it.
So actually, we'll get into general writing, but here in specifically, the Rabbi says is because there's a pressure on these meals. You know, I remember I once heard Rabbi Reisman. This is Rabbi Saul Reisman is the Rosh Hashiva in Torah with us.
The same one who has the shul on.
So they're very close to my family, with my wife's family. His wife learns with my wife with my mother-in-law every day, every morning. Mm-hmm. He made my sister-in-law shidduch. He was one of the masbid of my father-in-law, very close to my family. She went to her. That's his role in Lablish. So he once got a shayla. Is a yeshiva bachur comes to him. Like, came from a real yeshiva. Like, comes to him, Shabbos morning. Like he doesn't know what to do. His parents haven't guessed that Shabbos. Mother woke up in the morning. Shulchan was dried out. It's on a blech, dried out. And she was so embarrassed about these guests coming. She added water. She added water to the cholent. Mm-hmm. And he said something to her, like, you know, there's like 14, 15-year-old kids, so you can't do that. Shh. Like, she had such a Yetzirah, embarrassment.
She knew she was doing wrong,
of
but she just wanted...
Yetzirah.
Yeah.
I'm going to swing back this in a second. I was once in someone's house, and I was a teenager, I remember this vividly, and they were sitting in someone's house. It was my family and another family who were guests. And three families, whatever, and somebody spilled on the host family had white chairs, and Miami Beach are some fairly wealthy people. It was like a nice house, and they had like these white fancy chairs, and they're passing something, and someone dropped like, so that guest takes water and starts cleaning the chair on Shabbos. Rachman on Slan Isser. So the water is, you can't do that. She says, shut up. Like the other one says, shut up. Yep. You know, when your guests or your hosts are saying, it's a hara. Mm-hmm. This woman, this religious lady, religious sent her son to a very good yeshiva. The boy had to go to Reisman to ask him, could he eat from the cholent? Yeah. Was it usher from she mother did an isser on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Was it mutter usher? Right? For sure for the mother, it was usher. She did it, it asked it to herself. The question is the kid, and he went to have to tell the guests they can't eat. It's not a joke. I'm not going to get to the shayla, but my point to you is, guests, when you have a menu, when you have food, there's embarrassment involved. People, you know, there's a reason why hashkacha, and especially on Pesach, these type of things, on hotels, you better be darn careful. I'm going to the Fairmont Sunday night for the APEC dinner, okay? You bet, when they have 250 people going there, you better go to mashkicha, because they're not. If they mess up the VOD, it's under the VOD. So I can go.
Is this event?
What?
This year?
Yeah.
When?
Sunday night. What do you want from me? Sunday night. APEC event. The donor, every donor has to give at least $1,500. Or you're a politician, or you're someone like me who they invite to come. But it's not. And anyone who's not is giving $1,500 minimal to APEC, okay? La Maisa, if you could bet, if there's a question of the food, their Yetzirah to play games is going to be so great. Mm-hmm. Any of these events are like that, you know? Sure. And when you have guests on Shabbos, so you're right, Judge, there are times with any document, but you know when you're really embarrassed when you have guests, like, you want to just get that name of list, you have a menu, and the food burns. So you have Manny's menu. Like, you have Manny's menu, you're going to put that on the table, people are going to read the menu, and it's not there, you'll want to rip it off. Your hotel, you have menu. I see potatoes. Where's the potatoes? It says there's gonna be potatoes at this meal. You know. Your husband says, "I see we're getting brisket. Who is the brisket?" Yeah, I'm upset. You see the menu. So what's some hostess gonna? A little scratch, take it off. Look at the, you know, you invite somebody. We don't have room. Tell them we don't have room for him today. Take him off the list. It's a tremendous Yetzirah. You don't. You know, on Shabbos, you have to remember one thing. It's those who prepare an Erev Shabbos have on Shabbos. You can't do anything on Shabbos, right? If you don't have enough food, you're stuck. If the food burns, it's not on the menu, you're stuck, right? You know, so because there's such a Yitzhak, that chant, that story that's brought down with that lady who added word to the chant, you know, her son, I don't want to say what yeshiva was in, you know, but a good yeshiva in Brooklyn, you know, how in the world does a frum lady do that? Because she's mortified to these guests who are going to come to her house in 2 hours, and there's no food. She's mortified, and she can't do anything on Shabbos. It's not like you can even ask a goy, really, right?
So if it's printed and not erasable, you still can do it, or it's looked
like? Well, that's a good question. So we'll see that. That's it. Yeah, no, we'll see. But I know, we'll see. So the first thing Rav Bibi says is clear Shema Yimakoik. You know what the real reason you cannot read a menu, you cannot read a guest list on Shabbos Kodesh. Once you start reading guest lists, you're going to come and read regular Shtari Hadyoitis, these kind of documents. What Shtari Hadyoitis? Rashi. Right? You know why you can't read Shtari Hadyoitis, any kind of documents? Right? Because of Mecha Chomemkar. So for sure, by the way, any business magazine is Osher Gomor to read on Shabbos. Well, yeah. So, a business magazine is Osir Gomor to read on Shabbos. Even a regular magazine, you know, you can't read.
That's like Uvde Bechonim.
It's like a Mecha Chamam card. So we had last week.
Right.
So you can't read. So even if you could read time, right, you can't. Even if you could read Hamodiyah or Mashpacha on time, you can't read the. It's forbidden to read the ads. Cannot read the ads. A business magazine is Minei Obey Usher. The whole thing is, you can't say, oh, there's a good ad in Forbes about whatever, you know, about Turkey. I'm not talking about the food, the country, you know, that's irrelevant. But Shtari Adyoitis, the Iker thing is like, you know, documents, law, we talked about last week about mortgages. You know, you go through a mortgage on Shabbos. It's, you think you're in business, right? You go through a business deal on Shabbos. You look at the stocks. You invest in a Boeing judge.
I have no investment.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. Okay. It's not a good short-term investment these days.
He doesn't believe in the current.
Just savings plan at work.
Your pension plan, right?
My pension plan.
You just better hope that Trump doesn't Twitter about Google.
I can just see
Trump. We're going after Google. That's like Google stock like collapses the next day, right? Yeah. So you can't read this stuff on Shabbos. You start reading about Boeing and Google. You start thinking, oh, my stocks. You know, even about your companies, you can't read stock. I mean, you start thinking about these other things. That's it. So says Abaye. You know, any Shtari Hadyoitis. Look at Tosfos. A kleiner Taisus, second Taisus, Shtari Deutsches, Pirish Bekuntris, Shomecha Chomemchor. Rashi says, Mecha Chomemchor, these documents, right? He brings down, we saw before, even in Igeris, a Shluchas Lem Sochefetz, like an appeasement letter. You know why? Because maybe if you don't like the letter, you'll come to erase it. Maybe it has no use, it's Muksa. And maybe you want to write a letter in response. Okay? Someone gives you a letter, it's like, why can't you read email on Shabbos? Why can't you read text? You're going to tell me, believe me, my email's open, I'm not touching it. It's Osir Gomor to read on Shabbos. Your BlackBerry, do they still exist? Is it still around?
Not so much.
What? Yeah, it's antique, it's in the computer museum, right?
Maybe in Venezuela.
He's put down other South American countries over here. Right, in Venezuela, maybe Ecuador, those countries, right? So Lamaisa, you can't read. You can't even read your Android, you know, Samsung. Why not? Because you'll come. It's starting to do this. You may write them back. Well, and there's a tremendous Yitzhahara. There's stories of people. Wait, I didn't ask you yet. Tremendous Yitzhahara. People, these kids, these teenagers, they in certain communities, very weak Orthodox. They text on Shabbos. What do you think? One person texts you, you start looking at it, they want to text back. It's not in Heimische Platzen, but this is what happens.
Religious?
What?
People religious? Not religious. Philonym.
No, people who are...
They say Good Shabbos and say Good Shabbos.
They people who are barely religious. Yeah, they're kids, they're not yeshiva kids. But of course it exists. So my wife was in a panel in the JSN a few years ago for the women's panel, and one of the panelists was quasi-Orthodox. She said, you know, talk about Shabbos, relaxation on Shabbos. So they asked her as a Rebbetzin to be on this panel. And one of these people, Smarif told me afterwards, said she's makbid not to look at business emails on Shabbos. That's the rest on Shabbos. But the email, I mean, this is a woman who's quasi-Orthodox.
What's,
I'm saying.
What's quasi?
Quasi? Chatzi chatzi. You know, they call it, in Israel they call it datilu umi light. Lights. You know. But the point is, like Lamaisa, it's not a joke. Some of the people who read these things, tremendous Yetzer Haras. You know, I mean, someone's told me they taped a game to go on, the computer, the television to go on. So what happens if you're listening to a game on Shabbos? It's a Super Bowl, right? And it's in the ninth inning. It's tied. Okay? Super Bowl, ninth inning, and tied.
And it's time to come to shul.
No.
Oh.
And in the Super Bowl, ninth inning tied, LeBron James gets to the hoop. And all of a sudden, it goes low. You can't hear it.
No.
There's no shy, even a normal person, they're so caught up in the moment. By the way, if anyone listens to this from out of the community, there's a purist at all. Everything just said. Sure, I can get away and say that. This gets put online on international, on Torah downloads. I get emails sometimes on this stuff. So the Lamaisa, jokes aside, there are people that it's hard. If Chazal would be around, they would tell you can't do that. You know why? You don't realize at the moment a person can lose themselves. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to lose yourself. Mm-hmm. So Shtari had Yaitis, you cannot read. Rashi says because of business. That's for sure. You're not allowed thinking. You can't be thinking about business. You can't be mortgages and documents and mechachamem car, right? And here too, if you start reading these kind of documents over your other documents, you shouldn't be reading documents on Shabbos. You shouldn't be reading papers on Shabbos, right? You shouldn't be focused on Shabbos. Happens to what Yehuda says, it's muksa. If you can't read it, that's true. Taisa says it's any form of thing of letter because you can come to erase it. So actually, Shtari Hadyotas is because you could erase it. You could become to send a new letter. You can come to write things to add on, all kinds of things. So Abayi, Rabibi says Shemim Chok. Abayi says Shtari Hadyotas. Frak the Gemara asked the Gemara. My vein. Yes.
Qualification. What's the qualification for the Hadyotas as opposed to what Shtari? Other documents are allowed to be read?
Torah.
Okay.
Actually, they can read Torah. If you want, I'll give you a copy of my share. I'll copy it for you. You can read it.
War and Peace.
But those
War and Peace.
Which is neither one nor the other.
So,
it's not a business document, but it is certainly not Torah.
So, it happened to be a discussion about War and Peace. Maybe you can use some revisions. Right? You can change the ending if you're up to you. You know. technically, it'll be permitted if you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You can't read it on Shabbos if you don't enjoy it.
Right.
If it's
it's not Uvdin Dechol.
What's Uvdin Dechol? You have to do a Maisa, not reading. Don't make up Uvdin Dechol. So you're making a Haredi from Bnei Brak making Uvdin Dechol. I like Haredi from Bnei Brak. Nothing against it. You don't just make up Uvdin Dechol. Who said that's Uvdin Dechol?
So it has to be Maisa.
It has to be Maisa. You're doing riding a bicycle. It's Uvdin Dechol. That's why you can't ride a bike. It's one of the reasons you can't ride a bike on Shabbos. You have to be a malacha. Say there's an Erev. Why can't you ride a bike? The Ben Ishchai hold, you could ride a bike. Most hold not. But the problem riding a bike is Uvdin Dechol. Or you'll fix the tires, whatever it is.
Same goes for the TV. If the TV was on and you watch it, it's not
Uvdin Dechol. But I don't want to get Uvdin Dechol right now. We're not doing that. We're doing documents. So my Benayu, Ike Benayu, the cost of... So what's the difference between Rav Bibi and Abaye? The cost of a kosel, you write it on the wall. You push it. You write the guest list on the wall. Umidly, you write it high up. Laman damer shema yimchoik. You write it 10 feet up. You're not one's saying you're. Listen, not a person is an avari, you know, who's going to go erase it. You're going to forget. You're going to be pressured. You know, you're not going to go climb up ladders to erase it. But if it's going to go ahead and you're going to read a Shtari Hadyotas, you're going to get used to reading documents, you're going to start, right? Here's the thing, you know, you start reading certain kinds of papers you'll read, you'll read business papers, you get very easy, the line's not that far. So that's Shemayikra Chashina is according to Abaye. I frak the Gemara asking about the Amar Shemayikra, even according to Rabbi Buhu, Shemayikra, he should also be worried about Shemayikra. So why is it Tanaf Gemina? Because the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Buhu agrees with Abaye it's his Iker reason is this. So you shouldn't be worried about Shemayikra Chashin. Second thing, if it's written 15 feet up, you all of a sudden we're not worried about you're going to erase it. There's a braisa early on this mesecta. It's forbidden to read by candlelight. Right? It's absolutely strictly forbidden to read by candlelight. The Amar Rabba, and Rabba, where's Rosh Shiva put Rosh Shiran? I'm a historian over here. The Amar Rabba, I feel gavoa shte koimas. Let's say I have a light. I'm in a room, high ceilings, two floors up, right? You know, you have a stairway, you know, you have a light there, and you can see enough to read downstairs by the light. Right? There's a staircase going up over the balcony. There's a candlelight. Right, a big candle, and your floor down. You can read that. You can read based on that light. Otherwise, it would have been pitch dark. You can read. Rabba says, even if they come, even if Shtemar does two plowshares, I feel Eserbatim, 10 houses, Pasha, 10 houses. Right? Why can't you read by candlelight? Shemayata. You're gonna move the candle. You're gonna add oil. Move it. Right to get more light. 10 houses. You're gonna climb 10 floors to get the light. Right. And says Rabbah, you can't do it because Rabbah, very important. Rabbah has a klal, loy plug. You when it's a gezerah chacham, you're not allowed to say. Chazal say you cannot use candlelight. You can read by candlelight. Doesn't make a difference if it's 10 floors, 2 feet. It's usher, right? So Rabbah says, right? So lo yikra. So what's the difference over here? You don't tell me it's 15 feet long. If you're aware about shema yimchok, the Gemara is coming to explain a Mishnah to the Isra Derabbanan to read. A menu list, and it's an Isra Derabbanan to read a guest list. So, what difference does it make? It's a light plug, according to Rabbah. So, Ella, Ikebeinayo, the cost of a kolin, the pot. No, it's written on the wall and lower down. Laman de Amr Shemim Chachashinan, according to Shemim Chachashinan, Laman de Amr Shemim Yikra, Loi Chashinan.
Because it's going to bring him to
right. If it's down over here, no one's going to think this is like Shtar Hedyaitis. This is going to, like, it's a little low, uncomfortable thing. It's so out of whack that you're not going to confuse it for Shtar Hadyaitas. So Guda b'Shtar Eloi Machlef, you're not going to change a wall for a Shtar like that, okay? L'manah b'Shemei Yikra, well, according to Abaye, who holds Shemei Yikra, you don't have to worry about, again, because the Gemara is assuming that both Abaye and Rav Bibi hold, it's a problem. It's a question, what's the Iker problem? One Shemay Yikra Lecha Shemay Yimchok. Abaye should still worry about what Rava says. What Bibi says. Eli Ikra Benayu Dechayik Atavla Pinchas. So what's the difference between Abaye and Rava? When you chisel, you engrave it on a board, or on a tablet. Laman the Amar Shemay Yimchok. If it's chiseled in, could you worry about erasing it? No, you know no one's going to erase that. Laman the Shemay Yikra Lecha Shemay. Laman the Amar Shemay Yimchok Lecha Shemay Yikra. You should still be worried about Shemayim Kro. V'chitela tavla amin pinchas. If you want to tell me a tavla and a pinchas, you're not gonna. There's no Shemayim Kro. There's no. You're not worried about reading Shtar Hedyotis because it's not like Shtar Hedyotis. So the Gemara will say. We're still chashed. So I don't want to go through the whole Gemara, but the bottom line is we come out at the end over here, we come out like the original case, that it's high, it's written high, above, and I, what about Rabbah says, loy plug, so the Gemara will end up saying is it's a machlokes tanaim, right? That the Tana Kama holds like Rabbah, but there's another Tana who says that the Gezerah, not like Rabbah, Rabbi Kenan Gana Tana. So Rabbi Akha held that you were only Geizer when you become to do the Isser Deraisa. And here it's not no Gael. Okay? So basically, there are two reasons given. Rav Bibi and Abai. The Nafkamina is the case where it's written high up, on the wall, Shema Yikra were problem, not Shema Yimcha, right? According to Rabbi Acha, on the Tana is okay. That's how the Gemara comes out. Now, what does the Shulchan Aruch say on this case? Okay, listen to what the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch passes. There's three Mishnah Berurahs over here. Shin Zayin. Yud Beis. Shin Zayin Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, Zimen Orchim. Vehechen Lahamine Megodim. You invite guests and you prepare them delicacies, chulent and kishka and kugel, you know, some cakes. You write down what your portions, how many people you have. The menu, Usur, that is forbidden, the Kroiso, to read the Shabbos. Usur, you know what Isur means? An Isur Durabanan. What's an Isur Durabanan? You know, let's take us Isur Durabanans. Carrying in San Jose is an Isur Durabanan. Pashtus. If we're going to have an Erev, it better be an Isur Durabanan. If it's Isur Duraisa, then you can never have an Erev, right? So, you know, eating chicken and cheese is Isur Durabanan. So if you're an Isur Durabanan, I give a lot better Isur Durabanans to do. Go and get some chicken and cheese. Have a guy cook the food for you. That's an Issa Durabanan. You reading a menu on Shabbos. You read a menu. You read a guest list. You just did an Issa Durabanan. You don't know this? Issa Durabanan, says the Mechaber.
My menu, it's not good. What's
well, hello? You're welcome to the party. What are you just talking about? Don't ask me that question. I talked to you about your children and it gets raised to you. We just the two reasons. What are you asking me right now? Where have you been hiding? That's a problem. We just said it's a Gemara. Give us two reasons.
What
exactly.
What are you
going to
raise? I mean,
you'll listen to the tape over. I explained this. So this was discussed. Right. So it's also the Christ of the Shabbos. Okay. The Gemara said it's also to read on Shabbos. The Mechaber brings both reasons down. Aser, afilu ima ukatzav agabu kosel har gavoh har. Even if it's written on the wall high up, mishum gzera. Listen to what the Mechaber says. Gzera shem yikra behed shtari had yaitis. So the Mechaber says like baye, right? Shtari had yaitis, right? Because that's Rabba's loy plug. The Hainu Shtari Chovas V'Chashbonas Da'afil La'ayin Ben, like she will say the next Sif is Aser Aval Im Chakak B'Kosa, if you chisel it onto the wall Chakika Shokas, where it's chiseled and where there's no Gezer Shemayim Choyk Mutter, right? That's actually like Rabbi Bibi a little bit. Right, so it's the middle, right? So he said it's Shemayim Chok. So you see, you need both people. That's really how you see the Mechaber a little bit. We'll see in a second. About Tavla Pinchas, if it's on a tablet or not the wall, Aser Afil Muchakok. It's Aser the Kreiso because it could be switched with Shtari Hadotus. Okay. So on this, the Chavetz Chaim.
Is that last thing because it can be what?
You can mistake it. You'll come to read study on this. Once you start reading menus, okay. Once you come to start reading recipes, once you're reading guest lists, you'll start reading other documents, right? You're getting a document, you know, in the document mood. Once you're reading documents, you read other documents, and this is a document. It's a document that's important to you, right? Says the Chavetz Chaim, also the Kreiso. B'gemara isa shnei tamim echad shemayim chok mina orchem umina magadim. One is you'll come to erase, right? One is you'll come to erase for the guests and the delicacies, right? The Hainush Lefam Roish Lo Hechim Lehem Kol Tzorchem, right? Yeah, you have the menu list, you're going to put on the table, you didn't have enough food, your husband's going to say, what happened to this? Right? You know, you'll come to raise him. Right, the shamish, or have a guest list. Where's Bob? He wasn't he? I saw he's on the list over here. You know. Meanwhile, you didn't invite Bob because you didn't have enough food for him. You told him he can't come here. And pass. By the way, on the deer shoe over here, he says, what about going through Mar Mekoymus list? If you put Mar Mekoymus list, you ever see they pass out? It's also maybe embarrassed if it's somebody who's on Mar Mekoymus. Maybe you should also have exam. Even like, that's a thing of mitzvah. Right, and he says, nicely comes out. Lukula. Hey, he asks other questions about lists of aliyahs. It's not a joke, right? You know, you know, Fagin here. He has to remember who gets aliyah to. He sends him an email after Shabbos. Why don't you have a list? You know, you maybe change.
He has some method, I'm sure.
He does have a method. No, like, but the bottom line is, let's say you had used a list, and you had online to call somebody. They don't show up, and you switch to Leah. The thing is, you can run across out. Morris didn't come. John got the Leah. Yonatan got the Leah. Right? You know, you're going to say, you got to send a little email after Shabbos. Right, so lists in general, well, they come out the coolest. I'm just pointing out, it's not any list.
Yeah.
There's an inherent danger of, you know, if it changes what it is. Here, it's a Mishnah. So it's not, this is extrapolation. Do we apply it under what case? But the Mishnah is clear. Guest lists, menu lists are a problem for this reason. That's because of Meichim and Exagash of the Ekron. Mechan Minim Agadim also, Yehuda, if your menu you don't have it. Yehuda, let me ask you a question. You remember the Jerusalem Grillah of Hashalom? Remember the Jerusalem Grillah of Hashalom?
It still exists.
It's now it's Al Quds now. It's Al Quds Halal. So let me ask
it's
you.
Kosher for a while. It's less than kosher.
Yeah, kosher. So, what happens when you had the menus and you didn't have a product? And, you know, someone ordered, shababs, and it wasn't on the list. They complained to you, no? Mm-hmm. They kvetch?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what happened if they ordered it and 15 minutes later the waitress came back and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have this." You waited for 15-20 minutes. They probably screamed a little bit here and then. Maybe once in a while, you gotta scream that. Mm-hmm. Tammy, remember Tammy?
Yeah.
Matthias, she gets screamed at if someone didn't get what they want. And people get upset. You know, you have a list. Say, people, you know, you don't have it. You're embarrassed. You have a thing. You can bet, you know, when you have a husband or wife or kids and you have an expectation. Hey, there's a tremendous yitzhar on this. So you don't have. For Oytam, second reason. That Shemayim Choyk was what Rav Bibi said. Says in Shibur a second time. Oytam Shemayim Yavah Likros Kamashtari Had Yoytis. You'll come. To reach Shtar Hedyaitis, Mr. Otzer, right? It's forbidden. So the Mishnah Berurah brings both things. On Memtes, he says Chakak Bekosol, just to show that with an Afkim, you know.
Sorry, it's
Mishnah Berurah Memtes? Memtes, yeah. Memtes 49, Chakak Bekosol. He says, the Shmishum Shemayim Chok Leka, the Chakika Kevon Shishokats Kasha, Lehim Chag Mishum Shemayikra. Bishtar Yadiyotis Nami Lo Gezion Delo Michlef Bishtar. Right?
So what would be the problem?
So there's no problem. Then he goes, Aval Tavlo Upinikas Shem Mataltle Michlef
Bishtar.
Right. So I just put down over here Avshin Igzor B'Ksav Gavol Mishum Lopug Etz B'Kod. Even Rabba who holds Lopug, right? It has to be because the low plug is it has to have a possibility of a michlof. If there's no possibility of a michlof, it means when you say low plug, it means low plug even if it's very, very remote. But if it's not possible, then that's not low plug. It's just a general important thing. When it's not going to happen, we don't say low plug. Low plug is when it's a remote possibility, you can't say that it's okay. But if it's really no possibility, if it's not really on the charts, then it's not a problem. Okay, now is there any way to be makel, right? Is there possibilities of having a menu, inviting a guest list, right? Alex, could your wife have a list? Sukkos, could she know you're inviting? She tells you to bring the guests home. You don't surely have no idea who the guests are. Sukkos, could you carry? Of course you can carry.
Part of the guest list?
Yeah, I didn't realize this side of you, Shmuel. This Kabbalistic part of you. It always seemed to be like this, you know, this Russian calculator, you know, Litvak. So, you're such a believer in the Shpizid, right?
You give him a seat
in the sukkah. So, other stadim lahakal, right? Other ways to be. To be makel or not. There's a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says a remarkable thing. I mean, the Magen Avraham says on this halacha says about inviting guests. Va'ani oimer. So he's talking about having guests on Shabbos. Ani or minag yisol turhi. Deha chesbonah shel mitzvah shari. When you have chesbonah shel mitzvah are shari. So if it's inviting guests for a mitzvah, right? Let's say you're Arya Levine, you have lots of guests. You're a mitzvah. Achlas is orachim. That's shiri shari. Kamosha Kotzav Sam Shinvab, we're talking about Stucker. Remember, we learned out earlier, Cheshbon Shal Mitzvah, right? Poiskin Stucker with Shabbos, those we discussed in the first week. That should be permitted, right? Cheshbon Shal Mitzvah, the low guys, you don't say Cheshbon Shin Shal Mitzvah, you don't call Shin Hacha, the Hagufa Gazer Atu Shtari Cheshbonis, right? The Shabbos Shal Mitzvah, right? Just like Shtari Cheshbonis, you're allowed to perhaps read Cheshbonis of Mitzvah. So he says, what do you worry about reading this? This is only reading a menu list. If it's a mitzvah, a menu list, right? Even you can even discuss more in detail shtari cheshbonis. Remember we talked about yeshiva? If you're someone has to be on a mortgage for sure, that's maybe a little too business-like. But you can be involved in a mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, if it's a dvar mitzvah, right? It's a dvar mitzvah, right? That should be okay. You're having a shema bracha at your house. A Shabbos meal is a little bit of a shaila. Yesh law then is a suus mitzvah or not. If you're being guests, is it a mitzvah? Is it just your meal? Is it enough of a mitzvah to say it's cheshbonah shel mitzvah? That's a discussion. Right, but let's say it's a sheva bracha. That's for sure a suus mitzvah. Right? Let's say you're having a bar mitzvah party in your house. It's a bar sheva mitzvah. And that's usually, by the way, when you need these things. You know, sheva brachas, you mean guests coming from the outside, you're having a bar mitzvah. According to the Magen Avraham, if you're having a Sheva Bracha, it's Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah. That should be okay. Right? This is no different. I mean, if you can read a document about building the yeshiva, you can read this. What are you worried about, says the Magen Avraham? Right? That would only be good if you're talking about what?
About reading regular documents.
Right? Not according to Shem Yimchak.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to help you for Shem Yimchak. But the Iker halacha, the Machaber says, is because Shtar Hedaitis. Right? Now you see, we're also Chayshah for Shemim Chuk. We bring that as well. It's really going, but the Shabur brought both reasons. But you can see, if you clearly don't have one, it should be, okay, I saw that the Shulchan Shlomo, which is Shlomo Zalman Arbach's notes, he had a question on this because the Ora Zeruah holds that even to read documents of mitzvah, like even for Shaduchin, to go to shidduch lists, it happens to be, there are shadchanim who have shidduch lists. So you know what, when shadchanim get together, they change lists. No, it's not a joke, by the way. Shidduchin, you know, there was a lady who came in last week, she's 49 years old. You know, this woman's living in Manhattan, very nice lady. You know what happens when you're living in Manhattan, you're 49 years old, and you've been dating for 25 years? You know? You know
you're
everybody.
On the bottom of everyone's list.
No, but you know everybody. So you know how you get married. So you have to meet somebody from a different town. Then you know everyone. It's been more than 25 years. You've dated for 30 years. You're 40. You know, close to 49. Close to 30. Is anyone on the market? You've heard their name. You know. So one of the things you switch lists. You have a list. You know, if you have a shadchan list, that's the name you want. Oh, he's married. Then get him off my list. Baruch Hashem. Get them off. If you're a shaman, you have 400 names on your list. You better get them off the list. You know, otherwise, you know, you get the list. You know, this one's engaged. This one's married. This one's divorced. Oh, you can't be on this list. You know, it's list. So the words of Ruah says, list doesn't mean you can do this. Going back to the thing of the Leo list, it's not so simple. You can go ahead and read this list. So the Shulchan Aruch says that even of mitzvah, not so simple. Quotes the words of Ruah, the Elyon Rabbah. The Elyon Rabbah says this, that in the Gemara earlier has a thing of Nechemiah old Shtar Hektis, you can't read, but Shtar Hektis, it's not simple. So he says, Tzarech Ian, that if the Mishnah says, Chartel on Shabbos meal, who says that? I have a Mishnah about Shabbos meal, right? So who says you can go out and be Mekel? So Lamais in the Magen Ram says it, so it's important to keep in mind, right? Because why is it important to keep in mind? Lamais in the Magen Ram is the greatest Pesek on Orachaim. If you're having a Sheva Bracha, or, you know, arguably, we'll get to make in your regular Shabbos meal, you have a Sheva Bracha or a Mitzvah. You know what it is to have a Sheva Bracha or a Mitzvah? You make a Simcha, you know, you have a list, you have a party, you go, you know, you have a huge list, go to the guests, and then seating arrangements, and stuff like that. It's all this. So, you know, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and Magen Rabbim to rely, it's not Issa D'Raisa. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan, so you have to know, could you make a call for that sort of thing? It's a good side, you know, and it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, that's a Davar Shal Mitzvah. Lamaisa, if you don't need the list, you shouldn't even lie. Yeah, remember, the starting point here is it's mamish and isser derabanan. People don't realize this. To read a guest list, it's an isser derabanan. To read a menu list, to have you this, it's an isser derabanan.
I'm trying to remember the days and Shabbat times, whether they had mess or anything.
Probably not. Right, there's some kosher hotels,
restaurants.
Right,
yeah. So, and by the way, it's not a mitzvah, by the way. It's. Because again, remember the Mishnah is talking about a Shabbos meal,
yeah,
right? You're having guests. So the Bach.
When you give these two reasons, I should have asked this question earlier. When you're talking about reading the guest list, the only person who would, or reading the menu, the only person who would, might come to change it and to erase is the host. But of course, anyone who is not going to be would seem to be okay, except the star's hedios. That might be a problem. That even when you're sitting at the table and they put the menu in front of everybody, so you know what the meal is. Are you saying that even that, not the host, but the guests can't read the menu?
Yeah, well, so you call the waiter over and he says that we're not serving that anymore. Okay.
Because having read the menu, so,
Judge,
I'll go home later in the day and
Judge,
read some star hedios.
Once in a while, Judge, you redeem yourself.
Thank you.
Once in a while, I was about to say the Bach. You came at the right time.
Okay.
Says the Bach. Who's the Bach?
Yosefus.
Rabbi Yol Sirkis. Psh, unbelievable. You didn't even have to Google that, right? He was like, Mamash Vishnan, Rabbi Yol Sirkis. Who is the Rav where? Extra credit.
Poland,
there you go.
Warsaw,
Krakow. He's actually buried in the back of the Ramat Synagogue. If you go to the Ramat Synagogue, that synagogue in the back is the Bach, it's buried there. The Ramat's buried there. Taisus Yom Tov's buried there. I'm a shuffle. I thought we should have like a shul trip to Poland. It's like I went there when I was 18. It's unbelievable. It's mull of the Gadish Torah, you know, of it's there. Unfortunately, it's mostly a cemetery of Torah. You go to the room. You can daven the same shul that Ramah davened in the back there. You can daven by the Ramah's kever. You can daven by the Bach's kever. The minhag was to Alag Baomer was to go to that cemetery in Poland for generations, because Ramah's yard site was Alag Baomer. So Alag Baomer in Poland, these thousands of people used to go to Krakow to the Ramah's cemetery. So the Bach says, Shema yimchuk min ha'orchim shiyirish lo heichalam kol tzorchom. V'yischaret v'yitzalash v'anim conservative. Nami mash v'hachi. It sounds like this. Shabal bayis yimchuk menorcha. The Baal bayis will cross out the list. V'yitzalash shamash. I'll tell the shamash l'kosin. Aval b'shamash. If the shamash, if the worker, or another person, lo chashinu shem yimchuk. What's on his end? What does he care? He can read it. He's not going to be concerned. It's the or. It's like you're saying. Right? So if you look, go back now to the Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin. This is where we left off. So on page Kuf Gimel, third line down from the top, Mem Zayin, right, we left off. Masha Nogin Shashamish Kar Mitoch Ksav Suda, right? There are those, the Shamish could read the Ksav, the workers, right? Many has workers. Many can't read the guest list. Many can't read. Many can't read anything else. Because, by the way, it's his business. You know, yes, catering doesn't look bad, and he's going to be nervous if the menu. But he can give it to Jose. He can, you know, he can give it to maybe even a Jewish waiter, right? It's not him. You know, it's he hired somebody that they're not a problem. Says Yish Machmirin, right? So there are those who are Machmirin. That's Dinihi the Lishem Yimchuk Leikalamechas El Kshabal Suba Atzmo. Maybe we're not wearing him in Shema Yimchuk, right? Mikol Makom El Ikalim Migzar. The Migzar Mishum Shema Ikur Bishtoy Hadosis, right? The Beish Makilin. So the, even though you don't have a Yimchuk, but you still Shar Hadoitis, to give to a Jew, right? Still Shar Hadoitis. Now, if you have a Gaish, a worker, there's no Isser, right? That's for sure. Okay, so you can give it to Jose. I right? Give Talman, he made the share this week, right? You can give it, he'll make it next week also, because we're talking about paying workers on Shabbos, right? Paying babysitters on Shabbos, paying housekeepers on Shabbos. Many Jews have housekeepers, by the way. Live-ins, could you pay them? That's all next week. But you know, could you get the guy to do it? You know, that shouldn't be a problem, because it's no problem, Shema Yimchok, and Shtar Yadot, there's no Isser by a guy. Ach, but even the Chavetz Chaim, so even the Machmir, Kishasudah Yishol Mitzvah, Yesh Lahakol, if it's Shol Mitzvah, Leish Lahakol, Tahakri, Lashash, Tahari, Bechal, Chavetz Shemaim, Deshari, right? It's for Chavetz Shemaim, that Shari, Vekol Shekhen, and certainly, Timutah Lashamash Tahakash, Kruz, Beis HaMedrash, Nuch HaKsav, certainly, you can go ahead and read the bulletin. Right? It's the bulletin, Mitoich HaKsav. Right? But listen to what he says on the side over here. Ach likro modash imbam dvar mitzvah. Like there's a tiyul, or a pigush, or a kinus from something. That's how goyim mitzvah kilat sh'asar. Even though it's not business, maybe you'll come to reach Shtar Hadoitis. Maybe you come to reach Shtar Hadoitis. So to read the bulletin, which is...
That's not going to bring you to read Shtar Hadyotis.
Well, if it would be, if it's anything, you can announce all mitzvah related things.
Yeah.
But that's why I said you read a book. If you're, you know, if you're not announcing
the baseball game on Sunday.
So it's not chinuch. Leadership.
You always come future find leadership. We don't come find
you know,
out.
Future
so
leadership. You know. Yeah, it's also the fashion for the parents.
Don't steal bases.
Midos der Cheretz. What do you think they're learning on Sunday? Mishnayis in between. Right? No, but jokes aside, if it would only be this Tiyul thing, if the whole document would be there, it would be a problem according to that. So Shav. Then he says, the Shari Tshuva says, Havi Leshem, and we let the Shamish read the Mitoich HaKsav, Afilu Sus Rishos, even Sus Rishos. Why? Dal Shamish mi Karlo Gazru. The Mishnah says that Shari Tshuva is only on the Balabas or the Balabais. Right? Kadesh Liyita, Yahweh de Chorban de Takala. Right? Also, coming to the Chorban Takala, it's Shari Tshuva. Cases, you will invite guests, you won't invite guests, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, you'll God forbid do other things. But it was never on, right? Rever on in the Mishnah of Chaim Kanyevsky, holding the line of the Mishnah of the Chatzchila. So, Lamaisa, the way that the Chavetz Chaim comes out is if you have a worker, which is very important, by the way, right? Because if you have hotels, right, they all have guest lists. Last year, this time, I went to Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yom for Shabbos. Right? Eretz Yom. By the way, it was unbelievable. We were, you know, I mentioned my age. The Miami Chiefs have hotels. They have the Crown. Although they have lists, they have special orders. It's very serious, by the way. This table has this allergy. You know, you're getting really particular over here. It's not just... it's like super menu, right? It's special orders. You know, allergies. This kind of Pesach, this kind of matzah, this kind of chumrah, you know... For you know, some Chabad people, if you eat not Chabad meat, Chalila, right? And some of you are not Samari, Chalila. By the way, I can tell you it's almost all the same thing. But that makes a difference. It's important to them. It's important to them. They can go crazy, if, you know, and you better know this if you're in the hotel. Right? If this person has celiac disease, he can't have gluten free, needs gluten free. You better know this. So what are you going to do, right? You better have a shamash reading this. You can't read it. Right? The manager can't read it. The manager is like the owner, by the way. You know, the buck stops by the manager. He has tremendous pressures, right? So this, if you have a bar mitzvah, you have a shar b'chaz, the organizer can't really have a list. You have to give the person who didn't cook, is not hosting it, you give it to a third party, put them in charge. The mishkan was mekel, right? Right? But you can't be involved. Shemayim chayk. Right? And as far as shtar hadyotis, what are you going to do? So on that, the Shari Tshuva says that the shtar hadyotis is only a gezerah on the balabas. A big chiddush, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a kula. So it's a chiddush. So I would rely on that if it was by a bar mitzvah, shuris mitzvah, or a hefset. I'm not saying you can't rely on that. Just for no reason, I wonder. What about, is there any other tzad to say, which I mentioned, in a house. So the lamais at the end of the day, there is a tzad that all Suda Shabbos is a Suda Smitzvah. And based on that, Rav Yoshev, Zatzal, so I can say for Ashrayish, says a remarkable thing. In the old days, it's clear, by the way, from the Gemara, from the rest of the Mishnah, from the Gemara, they plated the food. They served exact amounts of food. Like, you know, when you have a formal dinner, they give you a plate, you have one piece of chicken, one potatoes, a plated food. Said Rav Yoshev, but out of curiosity, has anyone ever been to a Shabbos table where they plated your food for you? And at someone's house, they plated the food for you?
Yeah, not only in a house, but in a community.
All right, so let's leave that for 1 second. But in a private house, have you ever been in a house where they plated the food for you? And they gave you, you know, they counted it. No, we are Hamish today. I don't know. Where I grew up, they never existed such things. Why, if I don't like meat, you're giving me meat? You know, I don't like chicken, you're giving me chicken? Today you put the chitlon on the middle table, and one chitlon, and you take the chitlon. People want potato kol, they don't want potato kol, they don't put it on their plate. Right? The whole thing was only talking about when plated food. There, it was exact amounts of food. It was exact, you know, it looked bad. It was, you know, people coming to a race, and you had exact amount of guests, and exact amount of food. It was meduyok. Right? And when it was meduyok, that's what the Gemara and the Mishnah is talking about. But so he said, if you're ready, holding it, maybe it's Shom Mitzvah. And since this is really talking about a different thing, it's not no gay of Bismanazah. But says of Yashu Bismanazah, it's not really no gay because we're not exacting. It's not really, if it's not an exact, it really doesn't mean anything.
Even with Shnari.
Yeah, it's not, it's a, you know, it's kind of like, it's a chafza shomet. He's coming. Suya shomitzvah yesh lahakel, like that type of thing.
But he's addressing only one reason, that's shemayim chok, but still the problem of reading.
Exactly. Yeah, but by the way, that would not apply to hotels. That would not apply to restaurants at all.
They give
you exact things. No, they give you plates. They plate you. And they're also, that's a business. They count how much, who's getting food, who's getting what. You know, when I went to this hotel last year, they had, you know, they give you their drinks at their table, this Nerezion. And then if you wanted pregat, you know, you wanted something a little bit, you know, it's like, you think I got away with it? They have like water and like seltzer, like my kids wanted pregat. And daddy, can we get, can we have pregat? And they're great. Like, and I have a lot of kids, can I not, like every 5 minutes, we finish the pregat. So they had some way of tracking it, you know. Not they had to have asked the shaila how to track it, but you know they're not getting pregat for free. I paid for it. So again, different shaila. How you can have room service on Shabbos? How you can have anything? How can you have any? Well, maybe we'll touch on that next week. But how you can have any transaction on Shabbos? Bish Shalma, the meal I pay for before Shabbos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay for it beforehand. Part of my hotel stay is for the meal, right? I pay for that before Shabbos.
Will you pay more later on if it turns out you drank more?
But it's based on something I did on Shabbos. Like, how do you do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not for now. Now it's not our sugya. But I'll compare it if it's in meduktuk on it. So, or if I was someone, if I would be the paisik for a hotel, or even for a hospital, although the hospital has more. Hospital is very meduyuk. You have people's diets. You go, you walk around, you know, doc, right? If you're walking around a hospital, you have to know who has sodium with it. So you walk around Shabbos, and by the way, if something messes up, you know, there's lawsuits. I want to raise things very quick because it'd be tremendous. You know, we didn't get food for this person. You're serving. So if I were to be the post egg for these places, I would tell them the people in charge can't be the ones reading these documents. So what about all of us? How does this apply as a general rule? So a guest list, right? If you're having a sudas mitzvah, Sheva Bracha's wedding bar mitzvah, l'chari can make up. I would even say still then, you should not, the host, the balabais, the for sure the mother-in-laws get, take them away from these things. The mother, the bar mitzvah boy, the nervous wrecks, get them out of this, you know? You'll see when Dove is a little older, you'll take your wife's seat. You know, you'll give it to the boys, you know, you should enjoy the bar mitzvah. Don't let them do it, because they're going to look at the list. It's exactly the rabbanon. You don't get into it. So you have a bar mitzvah, you have a wedding in Shai Brachas, so you can be makel for sure through this list. Makel for sure through this list. But it's still say, even then, you should give it to the shamash. That's what the Mishnah says. But the shamash, you should give it to the shamash to read. Because because stam is sudas mitzvah, even though the Magen Rav is makel, there are those who are equal. If it's a regular guest list meal, so we have the Shari Tshuva, who says that by a shamish, by a regular thing, by a worker, so in that case, you should give it to your friend. You have a guest, let the guest read it. Can you tell me what's on the menu? Am I missing anyone on my list? But you should not read it, right? A regular list, one should read. Or you can say, I don't know if and then I'm not plating it. It's not exact. The whole concern is, but again, as people pointed out, Rav Yashiv is assuming the main thing is Shemayim Chayk. As far as Shemayim Chayk, this won't work. But we're Mako if somebody else reads it, so that would be, even if you have a regular guest list. I decided to do this because I thought it's important that people realize this is a halacha psuka. As you mentioned, there's two major regions. There are kulas, whether they're giving it to somebody else to read, whether it's a diversal mitzvah, but one should know that shtari hadyotis, which is coming either because of coming to business, or because of shema yimchaik, or it's because you'll write something add on, or write a new letter, or whether it's shema yimchaik, when chazal or goyzer, as a general rule, we pass it like a rabbah, it's loy plug, they apply just as much to us today, and if there's no legitimate heter, chas v'shalom, a person who does look at these lists, does look at a menu, could be able to zero the button, but now we know how to get out of it. Okay, thank you.
According to Rava, if I read a ketuvah.
A ketuvah.
Yeah, it's okay.
So you have to say that like anything you have to shamayim is okay, because the conservative ketuvah, actually this is, I was just telling this too, oh, Gideon Klein, after Shabbos, that in Zichron Yaakov, the Rav said that all the people whose ksubas burned down can't live together.
Wow.
Right? So what happens if you find your ksuba and you find a mistake on Shabbos? It's not a joke! If your ksuba's puzzle, you gotta tell your wife to move out, or you move out for the Shabbos. You know, because your ksuba. So maybe you shouldn't read it. Wait till after Shabbos. You can fix it at least then. Yeah, but the joke's
not. But you have a chuppah on Shabbos. Today it's not possible. But
no, you can never have a chuppah.
In the past.
No, you can have parties on Shabbos. The minute was a discussion, could you get a party?
Erev Shabbos.
And chuppah was always Erev Shabbos. You can't be kaina your wife on Shabbos.
Right.
It was they used to, an old minute would get married Friday afternoon, and they were so poor. Even though we had to rely on other things, that the bia being on Shabbos, the big shabbos, the first bia being on Shabbos, right? But the reason that they did it was because they can only afford one fancy meal, and they double the Friday night meal with the wedding meal. But the chuppah always was an erev Shabbos. You can't have a bezin. Probably bezin can't meet on Shabbos,
right?
And the reason bezin can't meet is because they'll have to write down. They were worried even a bezin will come to write down things, right? Even a you don't bezin dayonim chashuvim longer bar, right? Even by then, you were concerned. Yeah. Okay. So the same thing, all these lists, all of guess the same thing. That's exactly the thing. Seating arrangements, right, at these tables, you need a kula. You need to find the kula. So I would say, give it to somebody who's, get out of the Shemayim Chok. At least get out of the Shemayim Chok. And the story of the artist, you can say maybe they were not goes, or if it's not related to you. Because if it's not your concern, it's not, you know, it's not really started. It's not really business like to you. Remember, Rashi says shtar hadyotis is business in this case. you know, Tosfos and the Rambam are more expansive, but, you know, give it to a third party. If it's Shul Mitzvah, but if you have a guest list and it's not Shul Mitzvah, then you realize you give it to a Shamash. If you don't have a Shamash, give it to a third party. Give it to one of the guests. They're impartial. That's the best Eitzah in that case. Yeah? You're thinking about it. Make sure your wife knows this halacha. You have a lot of guests. Give it to the lagoons when they eat over.